C'est la vie. Call me Wee-Wee.
Hey guys, welcome to the Onset Podcast. I can't get in better one time.
No, I don't know how much you're benching right now. I need to know these facts.
You not be who you are sitting down here to that's, be that's if you did not go through all those things. Yeah. As little as they may seem, do you understand?
Everything makes sense after the fact.
If a guy's talking too much, you need to also be careful, man, because guys, they shall at you.
As for what? That's some period.
Because, man, Tanya's a pretty ambitious guy. So when you see him start to stop, you're really happy for him.
I
love him.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Onset Podcast. Super gassed as always to be here. First of all, let me just start by saying, like, straight shout out to everyone who listened to the last episode. Last episode was actually a banger, for lack of a better word. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed the last episode. So shout out to Tej, of course. Actually, that was two episodes ago, because it's an episode before this. But shout out to Tej. Shout out to everyone that listened. It's been amazing feedback. Just so much love, man. So much love. And this week is another one. We go again. Like I always say, I'm one of my favorite people. She's already dancing, in case you guys can't see her. Of course you guys can't see her. Like, I'm not one of my favorite people again.
They can't see me.
Yes, I know they can't see you. She's already giving me bad vibes. But yeah, I'm not one of my favorite people. So I'm going to let her introduce herself. But quick background. Watch out, guys. That's more or less watch out, guys. My guys, period. Guys. So yeah. Yikes. Introduction, please.
So, some will call me Yankee. Some will call me Yanks. Some call me Oyin. Some call me Oyinkon. People that I don't really like call me Lydia.
This is such a
thank
bad
you. Injury. Hi, fans.
This is such a bad intro.
You told me to introduce myself. Hi, fans. I'm very happy to be here. They just paid me Alawi, so
they paid her double.
This they paid me double. NYC paid me double. See, NYC thought they didn't pay me in June, but they did. So they now paid me 33k, and then 33k for this month of September.
What's the tutor? Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
What's the tutor?
66k. What do you take me for?
Oh yeah, by the time you listen to this episode, she's already 25. So happy birthday.
I'm already 25. And treat me with respect.
She will be in the French capital by the time. It's not French capital.
I don't know. So if you
this guy.
Like, if you've said it,
this guy doesn't know where she's going to. She will be somewhere. She should be somewhere in France.
Yeah. All I can say is we.
She'll be somewhere in France by the time we see this episode. Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy for her. She's going to pursue a lifelong dream for like the longest time. So, no, now why are you laughing?
The way you said it, my lifelong.
It's not lifelong dream for like the longest time since I've known her. It's like fashion. But yeah, like now she's fine. I mean,
I want to be a fashionista.
As of now, she's a tailor.
No, I'm going to learn tailor.
No. Now you're a tailor. When you finish your degree, you'll be
a fashion designer.
Fashion designer. Mm-hmm. So yeah, shout out Yinx. Our story is long, but I mean
it's very long. Another podcast.
Yeah, another podcast. Another story for another day. But yeah, I'm happy that she's here. She finally came after all these years.
And so. I kind of have COVID, so if you hear me coughing,
Yinx, you can't say that because you're sitting down right across me.
I have tuberculosis.
You're so dumb. Like,
I'm sorry.
You're sitting down right next. Right.
Okay. And I'm not even wearing a face mask. Have you been vaccinated?
Yeah, I have been.
Are you a Pfizer boy or are you a Johnson & Johnson or.
I stress at the car.
I can't breathe. Sorry.
I'm joking. I'm Moderna. I took Moderna. So.
Oh, God.
Like, what's that? That's serious discrimination. Like, what
it
do you
is.
Mean? Like, is that how it works?
It is. That's how it works. And people are like, oh, I took Pfizer.
So that's like, I took Johnson. No, but I had the option of like taking either Pfizer.
Moderna, I swear Moderna makes you grow a tail out of your ass.
So apparently Moderna is, that's why people say don't take Moderna, because like it's mad strong. Like, it's, yeah. Like,
isn't that one?
It's two. But like, funny thing is, when I took Moderna, mm-hmm. like the first jab was pretty calm. Like first jab, actually that's it. Like first jab, I felt a little off. My arm was dead for like 2 days, right?
Very painful.
Very painful. First jab. Second jab, I thought, oh, I've already taken the first one. This one's going to be fine. Bruh. Like, I had a mad fever for like 2 days. Yeah. Like I was like, nah, this is crazy. So, but yeah, which one did you get? Pfizer.
Pfizer.
Is that the one? Okay, Johnson and Johnson is just one dose, but
I don't know. Am I the person that is
distributing the vaccine? You should know this thing. Anyway, Sha. But Yinx, let's go, because you have to go, Yanni. I can't believe you said you have COVID, Yinx. That's not even fun. You don't have COVID.
I don't have COVID.
Because you're negative, and you're traveling tomorrow, so you can't have COVID. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in this country, and that's good for you. Yes.
You will try to catch the COVID.
No, break the mic. It's fine. You buy me another one.
Malawi.
By the way, you guys, this woman happened to buy me
new wallpapers.
New wallpapers. And I nicely asked her, can you please help me?
And I said no.
And she said no. She's so, like, what kind of...
You have to, you know, you have to be direct with what you want. And which just goes to the topic that we're speaking on.
Bro, what's he talking about being direct? I told you directly, put the thing up for me. What are you on about?
And I said no, directly. Because I don't want to. I don't have the time.
No, you want to, but you just are too lazy. Guy, yeah, last, if you get on my age, you're going to France tomorrow, your dad's not going to say Jack to you. Last, you just say, it's a river.
I need to work on my laughter. No man is going to marry me.
No, but like, for real, what's it going to... Anyways, let's go to... Speaking of man, let's go to... Yeah, you want to introduce this topic?
Okay, today's topic is... Should a woman of virtue and honor and grace... shoot her shots.
Ding ding ding. Let me tease the word. Let me give them. Can I give them background info?
Please don't give them back. Let me give them background.
Let me give you guys.
Nah, my bride price. Stop. Don't make my bride price. Now.
Okay, well, let me give you guys small background info, right? So like, you give them.
Let me give you background info, so I can like. But anything. I can manipulate the story.
Okay, fair.
Okay, but you know the truth.
Yeah, like, I know the
audience,
truth.
My fans audience, don't know the truth.
And let's just call the person Mr. A. But yeah, essentially.
Mr. X. I'm used to Mr. X.
Okay, so basically, I'm just telling you guys, before you get the background info, this is how the story. This is what led to this episode, right? So essentially, this particular individual had an encounter with Mr. X. This particular individual.
I feel like you're not going to tell the story well.
I'm not going to tell the story. But since I had an encounter with someone, and I feel like after that encounter, I was like, yeah, this is something that we actually need to talk about. Mm-hmm. Funny enough, right, on Instagram, right, I saw a post, like one of my friends put up a post, and he was like, oh, like, he's encouraging women to actually start shooting their shots.
He said that.
Yeah.
Bro, if he said that, I'm very down to, like, be shooting my shots, but, like, people need to give me energy. I can't be shooting shots.
Oh, yeah. Say your story first. Okay, let me say my story. This sound like unresolved trauma.
There is a super story. Is that going to be, like, a background music? Can you use super story background music?
Thanks. Your story.
Oh, sorry. So... Yeah. So, Mr. X, yeah? There's Mr. X and there's... And like I told you, I'm going to twist this story so you won't know facts from fiction. So
can I help you on your answer at the end?
You cannot.
Okay, fair.
If you, because you can, okay, you never know who is listening.
Okay, no wala.
So Mr. X,
I mean, I'm global, by the way. So.
Damn. As I was saying, so Mr. X, I was trying to toast him. Moral of the story, I was trying to toast Mr. X, and in a subtle way, like not in it. I was subtle. Like, I was trying my subtle, best. Subtle. Like only someone that went to school would be able to, you know. But his responses were very dry, and he wasn't really giving me what I was. You know me, I write essays whenever I'm texting people.
Mm-hmm.
So I was
except when you're texting me.
Like,
except when you're texting me, because you always just were like shut up the sand in your head. But yeah, go on.
Oh, Adi, that's your problem. As I was saying, so I write essays when I'm texting people. I triple text, double text, and this guy would just give me like one word. He might as well have been telling me okay to everything I was sending him. So,
well, you didn't tell me this part of the story though. Well, go on.
I did. Now, it was you that was basically texting him because I was telling you.
Yeah. Continue.
Uh-huh. So, in the end, he aired me.
He aired you?
Yeah, because I was the last person to send a message. And that message that I sent...
No, but the message you sent didn't require a response.
It
didn't.
So. Like, you could have responded. You had a choice.
Yeah, it didn't require a response. Yes or no? Because...
A response wasn't necessary.
Exactly.
But because it could have... If you wanted to continue the conversation, you would have responded.
Okay, wait. Because I had this conversation... I had this problem with a woman, like, a couple of days ago, right?
There's a new girl on the page.
No, you know, I know me, I don't, I'm single too. I'm stupidly single. Oh, I'm proudly so. But yeah, but you know, like, I had this problem with the woman a while ago, a couple of days ago, a couple of weeks ago, I should say. And it was, she sent me a bunch of text messages, right? We had been texting, I was texting back, normal energy, normal vibes. And then she sent me a bunch of text messages over like 4 or 5, 6 messages, right?
Like an essay?
No, 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 no. Like just different messages in response to what I had previously said, right?
Okay.
But none of the messages that she sent actually required a response.
Oh. And you just say LOL.
My God.
You die if you say LOL. Laugh out loud. Lots of love.
Oh my. But do you get my point? Like, you can't expect someone to just whip up random stuff because you sent it. Like, if a message requires a response.
Okay, so are you now telling me that after all that essay that she typed to you, she should now say another thing?
No, 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 no. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
For you to now actually respond.
No, no, no. Wait, now.
Where's your creativity? Come
wait.
On.
Wait. Oh, are you okay? Is this finance? Point is, you said she sent me a series of messages, and quite frankly, none of them actually warranted a response. Like,
but
no,
could they have been responded to?
No, it would have been. I mean, it would, okay, Max. No, so funny. Daniel liked this message. That's my iMessage vibe. Who's doing that with you? That. Like, I'm not doing that with you. Chickens. Yeah. So now they required a response. So I did respond.
Yeah.
I mean, I read the message.
But you didn't respond.
And to be fair, my red receipts are on. But like, I read the message and I didn't respond. I was like, ha 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 ha. Like,
in my okay, head, but you okay in your.
You know, in my head, I was like, I was like, no.
She too. She responded to you in your head. Since in her head, since you want to be doing responses.
Like I was saying. So I didn't respond, and then she now came for me like maybe like 1 week after. I was like, oh, you didn't text me,
saying that you didn't text
guy
me.
I was like,
so wait, you mean to tell me that 1 week after, wait, are you interested in this person?
No.
Is this person going to listen to the podcast? Because that would be,
it can be that I mean, I have like a lot of
messages. Mr. Popular.
I have a ton of messages. Okay. I respond to every day. But the point is, like, none of them required
so
a response.
So you mean, like, in the space of 1 week?
Yeah.
You had nothing to say to her?
Do I text you every week? Okay, I don't know, I probably do, but, like...
Yeah.
No, but the point is, like, not that I had nothing to say to her, but I didn't think that I had to say anything.
Anything.
Gee, yes.
So did you think that she had to say something?
No, so if she had... So that was my point. So when I messaged her again, I was messaging her straight off the bat, like, oh... This is a new conversation. Something just happened. Let me just check up on you.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, she goes, oh, but I didn't respond to my last text. She didn't, no, funny enough, she didn't say it like that. And I'm not being spiteful, right? And she was just like, oh, but didn't you see my messages? I was like, bruh, of course I saw your messages.
Like,
oh,
well, if it was a...
I promise you, nothing worse than texting someone and then they don't reply with anything other. What does LOL mean? I know I'm funny. No, no, legit. What does LOL mean? Like, okay, lol. Or you just put two laughing emojis. Like, that's the end of the conversation. Like, to me, that's like the quickest way to dead a conversation with me. Like, I'd rather you just read my message and don't respond. Or, like, let me tell you two things. LOL, or three. LOL, laughing emojis, or liking the message. Like, on Instagram, when you say someone liked the message, I literally, like, lose my head.
If
and
I don't
just,
like your next 5 messages.
Focus. It's like, so XYZ, no, I mean, but that's different because I know you, but it's like if I have a thing with someone, like I'm interested in someone, the person likes my message, and that's the end, they don't say anything, they don't say, oh, good morning.
That's a bit difficult.
It's mad difficult.
No, but like, okay,
but
so
let's not get sweet, let's not digress.
I just met, before I came here, I met with my friend Kemi, shout out to you, and Kemi was saying that if, like, all this admin that we have to do with texting people, like, if it's already happening in the, you know, in the stage where you're trying to, like, shoot your shots, then it's probably not, do you understand, like, the admin, like, oh, should I send like a wink emoji, or should I say LOL,
no,
or should I,
isn't that you just being like cautious?
But do we really have to be that, like, do we have
I
to
don't
be
think
we
have to
toes?
Be that no I don't think honestly I feel like if you're, and I've been in that position where it's like, I'm always very careful about what I send to someone. Like, I try not to send, like, it's been both ways where,
like your waist is cutie.
No, I mean,
sweetie,
no, no, no. It's just like, I'm always, just, oh, I know she doesn't like, okay. So for example, there's someone who told me, it's like, I shouldn't text her with like multiple, like don't send multiple text messages.
Ah, friends.
So you can't be like, oh, hey, Sen. Hi, how are you doing? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Sen. Like, so like,
you have to send everything in one box.
No, and I'm like, bro, who are you?
So how would she then reply to each?
Bro, it almost weak me. So at some point, I was just like, no, but to be fair, I was in Mumu, so I actually like, I used to start studying, but at some point, I was like, this is not me.
Yeah.
I mean,
but that's not who you are. And like, if you guys get, if things work out and you guys like start dating, that's how it's going to continue.
No, but to be fair, like, I understood because she said that it gives her anxiety because she just sees like message after like her phone just goes back to back, ping, 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 ping. So it tries anxiety. I get that. But again, like, when you have to start thinking about all these technicalities, oh,
exactly, should it's I put too much.
Heart emoji or my heart emoji, should it be black or red?
HR in the office, HR outside the office.
Can't deal. Anyway, Sha, so you guys, need to tell you guys what actually happened in the story, but yeah, long and short, she tried to shoot her shot and
was it dead?
But you know, story is anyways, dead shot.
And I'm still, now, I'm still, so, like, I'm still, my pride is. So
hold on,
damaged.
Hold
wait,
on.
Hold on. My pride is so damaged. Uh-huh. That, okay, so guys, I'm serving. As you know, I announced that we
serving in quotes. Tell me that I'm going to France. Yeah. Serving France.
I think when I'm president of Nigeria, this is going to be.
Okay. I need to you
I'll sort it out, guys. I'll sort it out. I'm only going to France for like a few weeks. What was I saying? It's a 2 weeks course. What was I saying? Okay. So, every your Friday, you have to go to NYC to check in and to write your name in register. NYC is...
Do you see my NYC?
Hmm?
Do you see my NYC?
No, I don't. Like, I... No, I
I'm talking about NYC.
Wait, none of this storyline.
Yeah, no.
After I messaged this guy, you know, it's you, for girls, I don't know if this happens to guys as well, but it's the guys you are not attracted to that will come to you.
No more.
The ones that you want.
They won't come.
They don't even see you. Glasses, nothing helps. And after I texted this guy, after he aired me, like 3 weeks, within this, but 3 weeks, three guys came up to me asking me for my number, like,
yeah, NYC camp.
Yeah, no, not in the camp. In
like
the,
in the local government space.
Yeah, local government. And I get, like, every time a guy will come up to me, like, my life will flash before my eyes. Because, like, I know how it feels to be rejected. I know what it feels like to be rejected.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, I'll give the person my number. When the person texts me later on, I'll text back. Because I really don't want to put someone else through that.
Feeling of rejection.
But again, Kemi was saying to me that women need to learn how to get over that feeling of rejection and just move on. And then another friend of mine... Sorry, I have to shout out to these people because they're the ones that gave me...
Noah.
Didi said that women have to approach gracefully and leave gracefully, basically. Like, if the guy is like, no, I'm not interested, leave gracefully and just swallow it.
Let me ask you something, right? Mm-hmm. First thing Kemi said about women being able to get over their rejection, I tell you this categorically. Mm-hmm. Ah! It's good. Women are going to call for me for this one, but man, God, I'm going to say it to my chest, and I'll deal with the consequences of whatever.
Okay.
One of the reasons why a lot of women get played is because men are afraid of rejecting women because they feel like if they do, women won't be able to handle it.
Oh,
I know
wow.
A lot of guys who just grieve.
So you'd rather play the girl?
I'm not saying, no, I'm not justifying playing. I'm just giving the rationale behind a lot of...
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
If you play the girl just hates you.
Exactly.
But then if you reject her, she's like heartbroken.
Lot of guys actually... And the guys, a lot of guys just use that to their advantage because it's like, well, if I reject her, you know, she's just going to be heartbroken. She'll be able to handle it, type of vibe. Oh. So guys just like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like... I've been positioned. No.
You're a liar.
Wait.
Judas.
No, why are you casting me? In my old life, yes. Like when I didn't know anything, when I was in my church. Obviously, yes, right?
Life to Christ.
But like now that I understand life better, like holistically, I've been in a position where, even recently, like I've had to tell him, like a woman, like,
you're not interested.
Like I'm not interested.
How did you say it?
Okay, wait, I'll get there. That's another thing. Mm. But before I get to that one, the point I want to establish there is that. That's one reason why a lot of women get paid because guys don't want to reject women, right? Wait. One, Two, women don't know how to handle rejection. I promise you.
I agree. Like, because me, I'm still, my pride is still.
Okay, good. That's the second thing. Then to what Didi said about entering gracefully and leaving gracefully. Now, part of women not knowing how to handle rejection is that women don't know how to leave gracefully. A woman can enter gracefully, but she can shoot her shot too, and she can position herself, and you can know that she's interested. But if you say I'm not doing, chances are you're either going to get spoken about in her friend group, or
that's so true.
I'm not. The two are not mutually exclusive. Okay, relax. You're either going to get spoken about in her friend group, or if she's nice enough, she won't slander you in some way. Or all of a sudden, you become ugly in her eyes. I know we talk about this from the guy's perspective. Like, if a girl does something for you, guy will just, but almost. And then all of a sudden, if one of our friends now happens to like you, forget.
She's right. You're not getting that girl. You're not.
It's impossible. She will never agree.
Me, I was liking me never.
She gets. She will never. She's like,
I can't have you. No one can.
She would rather choke or firewood than allow one of her friends get with
you. True word.
So I'm just like, because that thing, it always baffles me. It happened to me, not recently, but it, like maybe like a year ago. Right?
Yeah, you're a popular guy, right?
Farabale. So this woman was interested in me. We're talking. I mean, I was interested, to be honest, but like, I was like, yeah, normal friendly vibes, you know, that's just, that was where I thought about it, sure. And then,
turns out, being polite.
We're going to get there. Turns out, she has feelings ish for me. Like, she's curious. Like, who is this guy?
Exactly. Cute
guy.
I'm curious as well.
Yeah, like, she's curious. Like, what's this guy on about? type of vibe, right? And then turns out that her friend already likes me. Actually, two of her friends already like me.
Basically.
But they haven't told each other. So, wait. So then she then finds out that one of her two friends likes me, right? And then she comes to me. She comes to me to ask me, like, she comes up front, like,
that I bro, like you.
I'm curious, man, like,
it's how something did she say good. It?
She said it with, you know when the babe says, oh, we need to talk? They said, we need to talk. I'm like, yeah, sure, what I'm talking about?
I'm here, like, you know, taking notes, guys.
And she was just like, oh, you know, I think that, you know, we're getting really close, and I just want, like, I've been through a lot of, no one always give that preview. Yeah, that's what I always
give
that
context.
That context, exactly. That's not because I'm hungry. It's just because, like, I'm starving for the longest time. They're like, oh, you know, I've been through a lot. You know, I just want to make sure, like, I'm protecting myself. You know, I told you. Because, like, you know, so every. I was like, nah, man, like, I'm not in that headspace. Like, I'm actually seeing someone. Like,
that's not in a relationship. That's very graceful.
I said to her, I'm not in a relationship with someone. I was even honest. Like, I'm not in a relationship, but I'm seeing someone and, like, I'm interested in someone else. Bruh. This woman
is a lie.
In my estimation, she took it gracefully, as per my estimation. But those are other two friends. Apparently, went told them that I was flirting with her.
What?
You know, like, yeah, like I was leading her on. And of course, when a babe starts telling her friends that thing, then you find out that two other people in the same, not same group, but like they know each other, they like it. All three of them, I just became like a.
Wow. Like a
bad guy amongst you. And I'm just like, I mean, for me, it's all well and good because,
girls need to do better.
I'm an adult. It doesn't mean anything to me. But it was just like, I told my friend, I'm like, bro, I warned you. Women don't know how to handle rejection.
Yeah.
Now, to what you were saying, this is your episode, but I'm known as Yanni. To what you were saying about a nice guy, this one is on my head. Like, it's in the middle of my head.
Hold on. I was saying it, but I wasn't saying that it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
If you don't like the woman, if you don't like the girl, be polite. Like, it's going to make things easier on her. And, like, guys have to realize that times are changing. Back in secondary school, I didn't even know what feminism was until I read, started reading Chimamanda. Like, so back then it was like, the dialogue was different. It wasn't women, you know, approach men or propose to the guy, like how you have.
Is Chimamanda told people to propose to men?
It wasn't, but like Chimamanda was my introduction to feminism.
Yeah, but I'm saying, does she tell people to propose to men?
I don't know. I haven't. I can't remember. I don't remember.
But go on. Please go on.
What was I saying? I forgot it.
The dialogue was different.
The dialogue was different. Yeah. It was like guys have had training of this rejection from second from primary school.
Yeah.
Girls, we're just starting. As in this is my, I can't even lie to you. I mean, this is my first rejection in life. I'm just like me, fine girl, only head to toe. No. As not even no.
But he didn't say no.
He didn't say no, but he aired me.
Let me can I say something?
Okay,
can
but wait. He aired me. Not only did he air me, he was polite. So like I can't even hate him. It's like he aired me, but he's still a good guy.
Can I ask something?
This is my first experience. You've had multiple experiences to lean on to for context. I don't have any experience of rejection from a guy because it's always the guy approaching. But now I was approaching.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely different. This is my first time. I think I should be given.
Yeah, no. Like I totally get that. But the point I was trying to make was, first of all,
mm-hmm.
this whole polite thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it can be misconstrued.
Oh.
Okay, because one is one thing to be polite, because I've heard people use the term polite, I've heard people use the term nice, and then I've heard people use the term kind. So people say, oh, he's a kind guy, he's a nice guy, oh, he's a polite, like
that nice guy. I don't really
so apparently nice is the worst of them all.
Yes, yeah. It doesn't sound right.
But people say, oh, you're a kind guy, and when I say it's on my head, I mean, you know me as like an individual, like,
yeah,
to catch me being very unpolite or unwelcoming to someone is very, very hard.
That means the person must be
really mad. Exactly. Right? They must. But like, even in that gentlemanly, you know, being nice, being welcoming, being open, yeah, being warm, and all of that. Like, a lot of time it actually gets misconstrued, and people actually start to think that they're making advances or like,
yes. But that also it doesn't just happen to guys, so it also happens to
women. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, but hold on, this is the point I'm trying to make. If, here's the vibe, if a guy...
Vibe killer, me I no go take, sorry.
If a babe is being, in quotes, welcoming, and then a guy says, and the babe says, oh, I really don't like you, I'm just being nice, like, it's just friendship. A guy can handle that, should be able to handle that, right? If a guy is being nice and welcoming, and then the babe now says, I like you, take it back to that whole rejection P of babes not being able to handle rejection, and she now goes, oh, I like you, and the guy says, oh, I'm just being nice.
Wow.
It becomes a problem.
Wow.
That's what happens to that. Like, I had to actually sit down with like a couple of my friends and be like, okay, guys, we actually need to like hash this.
So what is, does the guy now have to now be mean or straightforward and blunt? I think that you should maintain.
No. So someone said to me, someone actually said to me, Adi, let me tell you, from now on, wear a ring on your wedding finger. Because like anyone that sees you needs to think that you're married, because they can actually really.
That's going too far though.
But yes, I promise you. By the time you spend 2-3 weeks around someone who's nice, who's cordial, who offers you a ride, your mind starts to start. But that's I also think that has to be maturity, right? Because you don't think that, oh, Adi is moving to me, and I'm probably like,
yeah, I would never, expressive. I wouldn't, yeah, that's true.
And I have so many other maturity. Friends like Michelle, and I'm like,
and I think it also has to do with the people that you surround yourself with. So if you're surrounding yourself with people, like if you're friends,
like as a guy, or a
circle,
both
ways,
okay,
if like it's only the normal, natural thing to do as a responsible, kind human being, to you know, give someone a ride home, or if I don't know, help someone out if they're stranded. Well,
but where's the line between, because this is now the conversation I'm having with my clan of nice guys. Mm-hmm. Where's the line between being nice?
I'm being a nice guy and being someone at the same time.
People like you that add to.
I'm sorry.
I won't lie to you. I've actually had people say, this is like straight up. I've actually had women come up to me and be like, you know, you can just tell me, no jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just tell me if you're playing games with me, right? And I'm like, how about? Like, what's going on? And this, like, not one, not two, not three, not five. They've said to me, like you're actually too, like, you're too nice. Like, there's something fishy here. Like, what's going on?
That's just because they've not met decent people. They've not met decent guys. The guys that they are used to are airing them.
Like, nah, like, it's not that deep, man. Like, you want me to drop you off? I can drop you off on the road. Exactly. Like, I drop you off on the road and
I'll go. The guys that they are surrounding themselves with are not
It actually makes guys it makes a lot of guys really insecure. Like a lot of guys. Like, and that's the reason why a lot of guys don't
insecure
try.
How?
Because then
you feel like you would always be misread.
Even some of my friends that are in relationships, like recently, one of them had to have a conversation with the babe and tell her like, hey man, like like we don't need to be like, I have a girlfriend, like I just want you to know. Like, I'm just like, it's this piece is crazy. It's tough. Anyway, so my question was, what's the where is the fine line between being kind and being like a proper gentleman and then flirting?
Nigerian guys, this is just, sorry, I finished my drink. This is just a shout out to you all. Can we all just, I think that you guys have to create that fine line. If you're flirting, make it obvious. Don't play games. We're no longer in secondary school.
What do you mean? What do you mean? How do you make flirting obvious?
I don't know. Like, I don't. There has to be a way. Like, say something. Say something out of the friend zone line. Like, say something. Say something that isn't. The girl won't be thinking. Was he? You know, is he just being a friend, or is, like, I don't want to be doing mathematics. Do you understand?
Okay. So, hold on. I'm not cutting you off. So, you're stranded, and I say to you, oh, like, do you mind? Is it okay if I take you home? Not the average guy that does that to you in Lagos.
Do you mind if I take you home? Language now comes. Do you mind?
I don't know what you say. Chefer, right. I don't know what you're supposed to say. Or is it okay?
It's like, do you want me to take you home?
But is she going to say no? Okay, what if you're like.
Yeah, she will. If she doesn't want you to take her home, she would
well,
take
who
her
really
home.
She doesn't want you to take.
No, like, do you want you? No. Oh, I can't even speak the English.
Okay, like, yes. Okay, like, now. I say, okay, yes. All right, okay. I'm taking you home. All right, let's go. And like, I know you. I'm like, nice, come. Like, I'll take you home.
And then if she says no again, you cut
it off. No, Farab. Why would you leave a woman on the road?
My dear, I will. I will. I shall. I have.
Oh, my God.
You cut it off. Like, let her. Sometimes you just have to make boundaries known.
Yeah, like you have
it's
to.
It's
really
painful,
enforce.
But you have to. You have. You just have to.
Like, you actually have to be like overly like intentional about making.
You have boundaries. To be intentional about making your boundaries, though. Especially in this Nigeria.
As much as you're being intentional about being kind and being like a good person.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be intentional about making your boundaries.
But isn't that a problem in like?
It's not, because the kind of society we're in Nigeria, everyone can cross boundaries, though. Like, your co-worker will be telling you, I wish you were like my mother. You like, I wish you were my sister. People just cross boundaries. Or, like, you have someone in the office, someone completely different, completely away from your family and whatever, saying, you look nice today. This, your dress is really hugging your figure. I'm not lying.
As far as someone says that to you.
In this Nigeria. Oh, well, let's move on. But, like, you have to be intentional about making your boundaries and also being kind. And you have to be wise as well.
Yeah, I think that wisdom one is most important.
You have to be wise. Because different situations calls for.
Well, like, different. For now, I'm not really carrying anybody in my.
No,
like. I'm joking. But, I mean, but yeah, that one was not. That wasn't cute. Like, actually, that's.
You can't say, do you mind if I take you home?
Why can't you say that? I still don't understand why you can't say that, man. I mean, is this guy's happened to me not once, not twice? Like, it happens to me literally every other day. Like, okay, let me example. So,
do
like,
you
one
want
time,
me to take you home is better? Usually, before you say it out, say it in your head and listen to it. Do you mind if I take you home?
Nah, baby.
This guy, this all of my collective, please. Black Friday, I'll sell you for free. Can you see how you responded? You two, can you see how you responded?
Fair enough.
Do you want me to take you home?
The person says no.
We're finding a solution.
And the person says no and I dip, then no problem.
It all boils down to wisdom as well. The person says no, okay, you're sure. Okay, no problem. Text me and let me know.
Okay, what about have you eaten today?
Why are you asking someone if they've eaten today? Are you their mother? I don't understand. Please, on to the next example. I don't get it. There's some you two, sometimes I think, like, do guys even think?
Yeah, I know you.
Do you even think? You even just open your mouth.
Wow.
anything will just come out. Oh God.
I feel you on that one, Shia. I can't lie. Like, I actually started deep in this. I'm like, yeah, a lot of guys used to be a lot more, myself included, but like, a lot of guys used to be a lot more intentional about actually just being very,
my friend. It's like, when, like, someone was texting, two people actually, they said something along the lines of, oh, like, I really like conversing with you because we vibe, like, we bounce off each other. And I just said, Lord, that's really nice to hear. But if I said, yeah, I agree, like, we vibe off each other, like, we bounce off each other, like, we're things like that, I'm already...
If you say we're compatible, then...
No, we're compatible, but, like, but if I go, like, yeah, I agree, like, we vibe off... I can say that to a girl, but to a guy, I have to be careful, unless I'm gay. To a guy, I have to be very careful with, like, the message that I'm passing across.
Fair enough, makes sense. Wisdom, actually makes sense. Fair enough. We know we started to woman shoot our shows. It's not even
gotten there.
Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah.
Ah,
so
woman
shoot our
shows.
Let's now settle down.
Okay.
So let me give you my own take on this P, right? What a man can do.
A woman can do. Oh my God, preach it. Pastor, meet me after service.
That's my whole thing, man. Like, legit. I feel like...
Okay, first question I put to my jury. My jury, let me just shout out to them.
Obviously, I've done this episode with them. I can't lie. Because
it would have been lit. But, Didi, Kemi, Bisolu, Ifoma. The only thing Ifoma contributed was men are scarce in Lagos. But it was okay. We'll move on.
Apart, men are scarce everywhere, sure.
No, but there are men in Lagos, so. I've been seeing them lately, obviously. But it's just like I'm still like taking that rejection and like trying to move on.
What rejection? Change your whole life.
Change my life. A guy comes up and you want to like take it. But like, what was I saying? I forgot.
The first question that you put to your first.
Yeah, question I know. I basically asked them straight up, like, do you think we should be shooting our shots?
Let's answer that one with Lewis. Let's answer that one last. Let's answer that one last because that's like the punchline. We're now the final analysis.
Okay.
So let's go to the other intricacies that are inside.
The first question, the question I asked after that was, mate, I blanked out.
Okay, no worries. Let me give you my own question, right?
Okay.
So, why is it that, I mean, the answer is obvious, but why is it that more men are more likely to shoot their shot than women?
Okay, now I remember the first question, the second question, because you just said that. If a woman shoots her shot, would the guy find it unattractive?
Okay, good. I'm happy you said that.
I don't look like a baby with candy.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Me. Daniel Adesanya. I'm gonna say my full name because I like my middle. I'm about to give you like my progression. Initially, my take was initially
women should be chased.
No. Initially my take was not so much about women should be chased. It was like the first time a woman it's like the first time a woman said to me, oh, I really like you. When I didn't even mean it. Like when I wasn't even interested.
Yeah.
Like almost shocked me.
Really?
It shocked me that.
If I don't say it this December, 30 December.
That's why it shocked me.
Let us men beware.
Guy, like, it shocked me that. Because, first of all, I hadn't deeped, like, okay, so eventually I thought about it. But like,
you now went home, you now slept on
no, when I went home, I sat down and I was like, actually deep this be like, Adi, first of all, like, you're actually a spice. Like,
you're
kind of a commodity. Like, so I asked myself, like, why am I surprised? Like, what's going on? Then I began to realize that it was a lot of insecurity that...
Wow.
The first thing that triggered was my insecurity. Like, oh, like, I'm not good enough for
you,
babe.
Like, she likes me?
Yeah, like, she likes me. That type of vibe. So that's one reason why I feel like a lot of guys deal with insecurity, but we don't realize it. So it's like when a babe... Is it that insecurity or pride? But still, pride is a...
It's combined, I think.
Yes, no, but pride is just a reflection of deeper insecurities. Yeah.
Pastor, meet me after service. I'll give you offering.
So, yeah.
Continue, please. My mommy is
on Instagram. I realized that it was literally just like deep insecurities that I had. Because when she told me, I was literally startled, man. Like, I was almost for like the rest of that evening, I couldn't move.
My guy said startled.
For the rest of that evening, I couldn't move. And I was just like, wow, like, this is like, what a discovery type of vibe, right? But eventually, like, I thought about it and I was like, all right, this actually makes a lot of sense. Like, am I not supposed to be attractive to women?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should be attractive to women. So then, that was my initial reaction to women moving to me. So whenever a babe moved to me after that, after that first experience, it no longer was a surprise. It's like, mm-hmm. haha, yeah, like, I knew where you're coming from. Like, I mean, not that. But in my head, I'm just like, it's not like I would like to you, if a babe, any babe in this life, right, older babes have moved to me, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, it's just like, I mean, I read myself. Yeah. Do you get? There's no babe that can come to me now. Maybe if like Beyonce. Even that one, she say, to me, I can see more country people. But yeah, like, no babe can move to me and it surprise me again. Never. But that's not the point. So
that is Lagos.
So Lagos. So I first started there.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, I now went to, okay, a babe moving to me now became mad attractive, man.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, but all the other babes in the history, like, it took you like how many babes to get to that point?
It took me like, and this one, that's what I was trying to explain.
Do I want to be someone's history?
No. Hold on. Okay. It took me like, maybe like a couple of months, like 5-6 months, for me to actually get to that point. Like, life happens now. We learn from my experience. Okay, they're bad experience, but it's like, it took me like 5 or 6 months. And then after some time, I was like, you know what? If a babe actually comes to me and says to me, like, I'm really interested in you, bro, to me, that's like 10 marks in your bank for it. Like if I find you attractive, like, mm-hmm. I'm already interested in you. Because I know the maybe because I'm just a confident guy, right? And I'm attracted to confidence. Okay. Like, if I see a woman sitting down in one corner and ducking and all, like,
mm-hmm.
it's cute, but I mean, come on. Like, but now, like, if a woman actually
comes up to me and tells me straight up,
bruh. Now, don't forget our previous conversation. It only gets dicey when I'm not interested.
And that's when to tell the babe. Last, the only thing we'll say is no.
But that one is hurt.
It's painful, but like I said, reject. Wait, does it still hurt you? Does rejection still hurt you?
As my people rejecting me.
Yeah, like girls rejecting you. Now, are you just like numb to it, or have you like grown?
So
we women can know if we are going to get there.
No. Okay, so legit, like the last I had to do rejection like a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
right? And it hurt me then. Like, mm-hmm. it hurt me a lot. Like, bro, it was like it pierced my stomach type of vibe. Like, it was really bad, right? It was, and it took it took a huge shot at my confidence.
Yeah. Like, you start to doubt yourself, like, I'm probably not good enough. Like, why did I even try anyway?
Yeah. Like, it hurt me. Like, this was maybe like,
am I really a while back. Girl?
I don't want to say how long ago because I don't want to keep, but like, it hurt me.
Yeah.
Right? It was bad. Like, it was terrible. Like, mm-hmm. bro, like, it was bad, very bad.
So when I'm now talking, why are you now using me to do?
No, I'm not using you to do anything. I'm just like, I can relate. Everything you said, okay, I can relate. Okay. It was really bad, but after like I went through that process, man, I can like, even till now, if I see that babe, I'm just like, you know what, you missing? Like, you're lost. Like,
I legit. Need to work on the way I laugh. Jesus, like, Christ, I can't.
I can't rate myself any less, man. It's just like, I mean, I get why you rejected
you
me.
You move on.
In the sense that you didn't, like, I whatever the reason is, but like, bro, like, man, like, I'm sure if you had that shot, you go shoot that shot.
You probably would.
So yeah, but now it doesn't rejection. Nah.
So like, rejection is something that you will move on from eventually. Like, it happens, you get pained, your
character ego building will be
crumbled a bit.
Well, not everybody gets over rejection.
Not everyone.
Like, yeah, it depends on what you do with yourself.
Yeah, December. Come December, baby.
This December is so
dirty. December 2020.
No, but like, it's possible to get over rejection. Like, I can talk from like experience. Like, you will get to if you invest in yourself, because I have a mentality that what you feed grows, what you starve dies, bro. Thank God for my friend.
And you have to be intentional about it as well.
Like, mad like, intentional.
You can't be like, oh, I'm never going to get over him.
Mad intentional. Like, stupid intention. One thing that guys should never do is like, oh, a babe rejects you. And I say, you will never marry. No, No, the babe will marry. Like, yeah, everyone ugly. It's a lie. The babe will marry. And you have to be. Let me tell you something. When I got. This is how I knew I was over my rejection. And I got to a point where I was like, if I go out and I see this woman with another man, I will still go to her, hug her, and give her a guy high five. I'm like, guy, man, you picked the correct babe. I was like, yeah, that's how I knew, like, Omo, nothing, like, my chest, nothing do me again. But till then, Omo, you're still under the chain of that rejection, man.
Wow. Word, guys. Pastor, how do I just...
See me, Yanni. Yanks, is your episode. Please give us your
insights. What's my question?
Let me go on to Babi. You were basically talking about, I can't remember. This is how we just digress.
We're talking about, okay, should a woman shoot her shot? Someone said, I don't know who it was, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Didi that said that if you're only waiting for guys to approach you, girls, if you're only women, I mean woman now, women, if you only wait for guys to approach you, you are limiting your options. You should approach the ones that, because let me tell you, it's the one that has K leg. I tell you, he has K leg. He has, as in, what's that thing where you eat too much carbs? Kwashoko. Mm-hmm. Is it Kwashoko?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has. That's the one that will come to you. If you are attracted to someone, walk up to that person. Obviously, be wise about it and be sleek and do all the, like, you know, be slimy and whatever. You understand what I mean?
Slimy, my
okay,
girl.
Sorry. That's so wrong. But just be wise about it. Walk up to the guy and, you know, ask him for his number and be flirtatious and whatever. But you can't sit down in your room and say that somebody's going to come with me. Someone is going to find. I feel like a lot of Christian women, I say women, Jesus. Guys, I studied, I promise, I studied law. And I will lie to you. And I took Bailey's before this. So, and also, shout out to anyone that was in grade. Somebody was my teacher. English teacher.
What was I saying?
Christian women hide under the banner of man will come and find me, or a man will come and find me, or I'm not supposed to be running. My dear, if you don't run, where do you want to find him?
To be fair, being chased by a man is not a bad thing, because chivalry is not dead.
See, you too.
It's the Bailey.
It's the Bailey. Guys, we drank Bailey.
I didn't drink Bailey. Why are you lying?
You drank out of
it. I didn't drink.
Ah! Drank Bailey, idiot!
It's actually so dumb.
What was I saying?
Yeah, Christian Roman had the guys of Mom will come and chase me.
And like, you can't stay in your house. You can't go to a party and then stay in one corner. You know, you yourself, in your heart of hearts, you know that the man you are eyeing is to the right. You are looking to the left. You know, I understand. As in, the man you are eyeing is to the right in one corner. You are looking at him, but with, like, the
eye it's by the back of your head. So there's not two of
you. And you have to show him that, like, you are social too and that you don't need him. So, you know, you laugh a little, you put on a little show.
Come on, you sleep there.
You sleep, yeah?
You actually sleep there. Like, come on. Let me tell you something.
You
I feel like
you be employed there.
I feel like part of the reason why. Now, so this is the thing. I feel like maybe this is just me giving women too much credit, but if I kind of like can sympathize with women that don't shoot their shots explicitly as, but they don't approach guys to say, "Oh, I like you."
No, but Ade, you know there are some guys that find unattractive.
That to each his own. I'm just saying that me, Daniel Adesanya. If a woman comes up to me,
are you hearing?
Guy, you've done 50% of my work for me.
It's true.
Why am I? I don't like stress in this life.
Let's not do hard to get. Just shoot your shots.
I don't like stress because what's gonna happen? I'm going to have to come and chase and be talking all these yarns and be doing all this. Oh, you wanna go out?
What's your favorite color?
I mean,
if anyone asks you what's your favorite color, that's the end.
No. That one's safe. That one's too, like, it's elementary. You know, this game has elevated. It's elementary. Color is elementary. By the time we begin to ask, so what's your genotype? Have you had COVID before? How many jabs? Pfizer or
Moderna?
AstraZeneca.
If you've had that one, I saw you on your own.
That's when you know it's real. But the point is, like, for me, I feel like you've already saved, like, 50% of my work.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to put in the work. This is where I think. Like, if a woman comes to me and says, "Oh, I like you," you know, blah, blah, blah. I feel like whether or not it's my upbringing or it's just chivalry like that works in me, like I feel like now I have to put in a lot of effort because she started like she's almost like my effort is going to go into overdrive if I'm interested.
Yeah,
like it's going to go into over, like I'm going to show her that, oh my, you didn't make a mistake. Like you went to the market and you chose right. Like your eyes open. Do you get what I mean? Like that's the way I'm going to approach that particular kind of situation. But I feel like I can sympathize with women who don't necessarily like come up straight up and be like, oh, I like you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So as opposed to doing that,
what should we do?
There's something called positioning. Now there are some babes that are they are terrific at this thing called positioning, man. Like, they just position themselves. Okay, so what that means is basically, like, you see how, like, now our guys now, right? Yeah. Like, if one of your friends was interested in me, she would never come up to me to say, But she might just be like, ah, this is your friend who does a podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, who is he? What's his name? You know. Okay. So maybe, like, in Christmas, maybe we go out.
Mm-hmm.
She would just say, ah, you know, what's his name? By the time you know she's interested, you invite her for a dinner where I'm going to be, or you invite, you just position yourself in such a way that maybe the guy will see you or you meet her. That's it, man. And that's where, like, I feel like that's where a lot of women are at this point. Like, a lot of women are not on the P of, oh, I will never shoot my shot. Most of them are just like, let me just make myself seen.
See me at least three times. Maybe he'll get the telepathic message.
Like, so now they just want to be seen. I'm like, I see you, but like, you know, like, it's just it's not. Yeah,
I can't. I don't have time. Like, I'm so.
It takes a lot of intentionality.
So much effort.
A lot of
effort. I'm so over primary school and secondary school. Like, I'd rather just shoot my shot, and if you don't take it, rejection. You know, I move on.
But you know the thing about it is like, a lot of women actually also need to be careful. Because again, this is why I just feel like, again, maybe it's just maybe it's just me.
I need to take my cough medication.
Bele, maybe it's just me. But like, before I ever move to a woman to say, oh, I like you, Omo, just best believe I've done my background research. Best believe.
Are you serious?
Ah, man. I've asked at least 5 of your friends about you.
Are you serious?
Or like 3. I know what your father does. Maybe know what your mother does. Maybe I know where you live.
Do you have friends that do this as well?
I don't know. But me, that's just me.
We can't like generalize just based off you.
Yeah, but I'm sure like if I do it, there's some crazy ass guys out there who do the exact same thing. Because I'm not alone in this, man. Like, I've done my research. Trust me, I know your name. I know your middle name. I know where you...
What's my middle name?
Lydia.
Ah, okay, that's my first name.
When you come Salah, I know your address. I know you're going to be me. But like... I've done my research.
Yeah.
So the point is, I know your temperament. I know, you are a... How do I put it? Like,
because once you put that, I like you there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, like, that's basically... It's like, you're open for insert.
Yeah.
They can insert you. Legit.
He's gonna be on my way.
Like, I legit have done all my research. So, like, I know, okay, she's a mean person, in quotes. Or people think she's mean. People think she's nice. Oh, she's a good person. Oh, she's a Christian. Like, she likes God. She's, like, serious. Or, you know, just want to go club boost. Yeah. I know all those things. So, I know
how I can do both.
After we saw that, we hear you.
Oh, my God, I'm an angel.
After the minute you've been drinking since. But, yeah.
Continue.
Like, I feel like a lot of women... The reason why a lot of guys are comfortable shooting their shots is because most guys are very intentional. Let me tell you something. I'll give you free of charge. Every guy that shoots his shots is just inside info. Probably already knows one or two guys. Maybe at least one guy that, in quotes, has liked you or you've been with. Do you get what I mean? Like a guy, I don't support like the rhetoric that a babe is loose or a babe has been, and you know, she's a, I don't support that.
Girl.
Yeah. For lack of a better word, I don't support that rhetoric. But the point is, like, a guy most times would know, she's stable. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or the opposite, in order to be respectful. Do you get? A guy would definitely know that. And that takes some kind of, some degree. Like, you ask one of his guys, do you know this babe? Yeah. The guy would now say, she has been with XYZ guy, or she's XYZ's ex. The guy would then go and do research. Babes know they do that kind of thing. They just see a guy, Benz, nice fade, earring. All of a sudden, I want to eat you. That's not how it works. And that's why a lot of babes miss their shot.
Oh my God.
you don't even know, is he seeing someone? Yeah. Does he like someone? What kind of guy is he? What's his temperament like?
That's my point.
No, but the same way guys put their work into it, and that's why a lot of women just fail at shooting their shots. Guys, think about it. The average guy in Lagos goes to the club. He meets the average babe that he speaks to. He's going to either get her number or have some type of encounter with her. The average guy. And if you say out of every 10 guys, 7 guys will be successful. 7. Women, out of every 10. Anyways, you have to dip.
I feel like I'm being
attacked. Let's not go to the... You have to leave at 6, so you said.
Yeah, 6, I'm entering. Bro, it's already 6.
But you'll be okay. Only one look at it.
It's 5:58. Okay, hold on. Let me look through my chat with the jury. Didi says that if you like someone, tell them you like them. Tell them what you like about something you like about them. Tell them something nice.
Didi is saving me all these yarns now.
But Didi will not do it.
Hold on. Okay, so you tell them, what does that do?
Just like, I like you.
What does that do?
Okay. I don't know, man.
If you tell me all these nice... Hold on. When the guy answers you, he says, I like you. I like your eyes. I like your...
Bro, I'm running away.
Do you get my point? Imagine I go to a guy and say, I like your face. I like your shoe. I like your tie. All this. What does that do for me? That does nothing. It's the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Only thing is that guys, a lot of guys are words of affirmation guys, so you just boost their ego. Like, you just... It just appeals to their ego.
Like, what do I tell you?
You can't tell me. Just tell
your haircut is, I don't know.
That means not. Just like, okay, so someone like me, I'm a sensible guy, so you can't tell me anything physical. One compliment that always gets to me, I won't lie, and I feel like every babe that tells me that scores a mark with me, whether or not she's moving to me, is that you smell nice. Because, I mean, I take a lot of effort. I put a lot of effort.
People know that I say new life.
Whatever. I put a lot of effort into how I smell.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, but I be smelling cool.
Shut up.
But yeah, that's one thing. But other than that, your car is nice. Okay, thank you.
Your car is nice. There's no one. Girls don't. Oh,
you're a thoughtful guy. Like,
you're a thoughtful guy.
What's I go tell the guy? The guy doesn't care.
Well, you told the guy that he's cute.
That one, like, if a babe told me I'm cute again, I actually slap her. am I 2 years old?
Cute.
Sure, that reason why I can't propose, say you're cute. Get out.
Oh my God. Okay, you smell nice. Okay. What other... You have to... Okay, if we're going to say that women, let's be shooting our shots.
This is not my episode. This is for you.
Woman, shoot your shots, especially in December.
So, in summary...
No, but December is like the time...
December is demon time. It's the worst time to shoot your
shots. Okay, maybe shoot your shots in December and then follow it up in January.
It will never work. Let me tell you something. Anything that's formed in December will
break. Follow it up in Easter. Shoot your shot Christmas. Follow it up Easter.
Anything that's formed in December will break by January.
It is
Lagos.
I have plans this
Christmas. Yinx. This Lagos.
This Xmas.
They are roaring lions in the street. Anything that's formed, any fashion weapon formed in December shall not prosper by January.
Is there any fashion weapon?
It shall not prosper by January.
Stop it. Mine will prosper in Easter. Shoot your shots in December. Or shoot it like September. And then you will prosper next year, Easter. Trust me on that one. There's scientific proof.
Who's the scientific proof?
Don't worry about that one. You are going too far. But
so shoot your shots in December. Girls, and restart it in January.
Yeah, shoot your shots in December and follow it up in
so
in
between January Easter. To Easter, what will happen?
Okay.
Can I see all of you? You women are actually so funny.
I can't breathe.
You, Didi, and Kemi, three of you. We're going to do a rejoice episode because I need to sit down three of you and look all of your eyes. I try to see the sense. I don't feel like you're a good representative of all of them because you're not.
What do you mean?
Because you're not projecting their message. This can't be the all of you came up with.
Okay. Oh my God. If you don't shoot your shots, the guy that she wants will not come to you. You can't be looking at the guy from afar and expect him to receive your message telepathically. Like, you're not X-Men.
Kemi shoot her shot.
Kemi said that if she was single now, she would shoot her shots. Like, she would just straight up work. Like, she would work it in a way that is, like, it's not too, it's not like, I'm hungry. Like, I'm, I don't.
Nobody ever says that I'm hungry. Like, I don't. Why are you hungry?
My Lagos people, oh, Lagos is so hungry. Oh, I'm hungry. I'm just joking. I'm not hungry. But there's a way that you would send someone a message that would say that I am thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry is not even the word. Like, I'm thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be careful. Like, make sure that you're not. Like, if the person is leaving you on R, I left someone on R 2 weeks ago, and the person was like, yo, that's one text. Why are you not replying?
You left someone that's on another. R.
On R, yes. Why are you not replying? That's another text. Reply me now, or then.
In the space of how many days?
2 days. Do you understand? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, there's a way that you present yourself that is classy.
Yeah.
And there's also a way that you present yourself that looks like you are just a good human being, mm-hmm. you know. And there's the way that you present yourself that you would look hungry and thirsty at the same time. So let's be careful.
I feel you on that one. That one I agree with.
Spoken for all Nigerian girls. Shoot your shots.
Okay, so in summary, Yanks, as we close.
I don't know if you should propose to.
No, please don't guy. Propose.
Let's.
Women, please don't propose.
Guys, just like.
Don't propose.
Let's be careful. That's another.
Add these nuggets. Don't propose. If you think otherwise.
Like, you're, we can't use you to generalize for all Nigerian men. Some men might actually be attracted to that. Like, to a woman just.
Fair enough. Same way some men are not attracted to women shooting their shots.
Exactly.
I'm like, don't come and shoot your shot to me. I'm back penalty lottery. I'll give you a lie. Don't shoot your shot to me. I'm saying it's attracting down.
No, but you said it now. You said that you
hold
are.
On, hold on, hold it on, makes hold you on, hold on, hold on, Farabale.
Okay, I'm listening.
Right? You can shoot your shot with me in the sense that I'll respect you, I'll rate you,
but you
I'll admire the confidence. You get that type of thing.
Okay.
But.
There's a big but. Everything is in caps lock.
Continue. Yeah, but at this moment in my life, naturally, like.
Guys, in summary, don't shoot your shots.
This is my problem. That's not what I said.
No, but, you know,
that's
not what I said. Okay, okay. Yo,
that's not what I said.
Okay,
that's not what I said.
The thing that the girl wants to achieve, she has not achieved it because. You said you respect her.
If you fail an exam,
okay,
Hillary
Clinton.
If you fail an exam, you resist the exam now.
Okay, no.
Does that
what
mean
that she wants to hear is that mm-hmm. that makes you more attracted
yes.
to her.
Yes, it does. It definitely
and
does.
And would you follow up from there?
Definitely. At
that
the point when I'm ready.
There was a pause. There was a liar. Okay, liar.
It's Bailey's.
That is the Bailey's. You're a liar.
Okay, no, hold on. Let me put this in perspective, right?
Okay.
And I think I speak for a lot of men when I say this.
Yeah.
If no, now me saying it might not be successful at this point is not because I have like some agenda, just because like where I am in life at this point in my yeah. life, right? Like I'm not ready for like I can't give you a committed relationship. Do you get?
Yeah.
And I don't think that it will be fair to now
just
say
being a baby boy.
No, I don't think it will now be fair to say because a guy isn't in a position to give you a committed relationship at this point, then you shouldn't shoot your shot. No, that's yeah. not what I'm saying. Do you get? You can tell me, oh, I'm interested in you, and I can be like, I'm not ready now. We can revisit this in X number of months because then I will be ready. And yeah. I still have the not.
Yeah. You revisit it. Sorry, embassy, American embassy.
Guys, I'm done with this woman. Please, I'll see you guys.
Yeah? Okay, no,
I'll see you guys on the next episode of the
Hustle
Podcast.
Ah, it's true. It's already 6 o'clock.
You're having too much fun with this. You're having too much. I actually hate you. Truly, I actually hate you.
Okay, miss. Let's come to a conclusion.
Okay.
Girls, shoot your shots. Ade is saying, let me speak for Ade. Ade is saying, shoot your shots. I'll respect you. But I'm not going to follow. We'll revisit it later.
No. What Ade is saying. Ade is saying, shoot your shot,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you shoot your shot
does
is
not
a guarantee that it would result in a successful
attempt.
That is all Ade is saying.
Okay.
The same way,
and
if
what
I,
advice would you give to me concerning Mr. X?
I'll give you the advice.
No, no, I like.
I would tell you because somebody called Badura.
Pardon? What was that? Do you just speak French?
Yes.
Say it again.
I would love to use the guy and pray. No, but my advice for anyone, for any woman who has dealt with rejection is quite simple, right? Because having dealt with rejection myself, like, I know it's not easy, and I'm never going to, like, downplay, like, how that can feel, right?
Rejection is not easy.
It's not easy. Or more, I can't lie, it's not easy.
Like, well done to guys. Like, I have to give guys props on here. You guys have done, like, I mean, feminist and everything, but you guys have done so well. Collecting L's since primary school.
Yeah.
Till now.
Yeah. If not the amount of L's I've collected in this life.
Fantastic.
I've collected too many L's.
Your CV is more than mine.
Me?
Yeah.
Is that a competition?
No, like, I'm just saying, like, the amount of like if they are considering you for the job. Your CV is more than
mine. I collected enough, man. I collected enough rejections, and they will tell you, oh, it's part of being a guy, you know, it's part of being a guy. And
it shouldn't be that stupid guys
will tell you, like, it's more ginger for you to go and push another one. And that's just very wrong. Yeah. My only advice to anyone, like, anyone has a rejection is, like, first of all, I feel like you need to protect yourself.
Yes.
That's very important. Because when you've been rejected, you're very vulnerable.
Have your friends around you that will tell you that you are still a hot spice.
Yeah.
Because you will not be feeling like a hot spice.
You just won't. And any guy that comes around you, if you're not careful, you'll be very, like, you're vulnerable.
You don't know about
to like. I can't deal with this guy.
I'm sorry. I'll be here.
Any woman, any guy that comes to you, right, is susceptible to like.
Yeah, like any guy. You might not even like the guy. Yeah. You're just like, oh, at least excuse me.
Yeah, someone to appease the rejection. You know? So like, you need to protect yourself. You need to be careful about guys.
Be very careful.
And then obviously, just like reaffirm yourself. Yeah. You don't even know your worth.
Shut up.
But yeah.
Have friends that will tell you, remind you of your worth.
Those are my two cents.
Take every rejection seriously. I'm dropping gems here.
Yeah, no. I know that one.
I'm run out.
Guys.
Thank you, guys. I need to go. I live on the mainland. I'm not an island babe, unfortunately.
No, you'll soon buy a house in Ikoyi.
I'll soon buy a house in Ikoyi. But I'm not an island.
Period.
By the water.
Diggs, your outro before you go to Paris.
I go to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Say,
you don't even know if it's Paris you're going to.
It's
yet.
Paris.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just don't know if it's the capital of France. Guys, Paris is the capital of France. Let's.
Diggs.
We went to university. We went to primary.
Paris is
to,
the capital of France. What are you
it
saying?
It is the capital of France. What's the capital of Nigeria?
Abuja.
Or there. It is. For a moment there, I thought it was Lagos.
Get out. You guys, I can't do this one. Guys.
I'm very happy to be here. The next topic will be, I don't know, it'll be Christmas.
No, it's not Christmas. You know, it's too far. I've had a few episodes before that. But yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode.
No, the next topic will be me.
Oh, we do, yeah, yes. In Christmas, me, you, Kemi, Didi.
Oh, me, yeah.
But I have to ask questions again. Because I'm not impressed. I'm not too impressed. You guys feel my hand.
Ah!
But yeah. Guys, it's been a wrap. It's been a wrap. It's been cool. Thanks, my darling, for coming.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss Ade so much, guys.
You're going to see me and come back in December.
Yeah.
Guys, it's the Unset Podcast. Stay amazing. Stay safe, everyone. See you guys on the next episode. Peace.